There are handouts, those who need. If not, it'll be Torah Shabbat Peh. Either one, it's fine. The Shir today are all related to various family issues, and a topic that we're going to talk about together, as we'll see, is Kibbutz Ve'Eim. Story is told, many of you might be familiar with the story, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on an airplane with his children, and he was there for a couple of hours, and there was another man sitting next to him who was amazed that Rabbi Yaakov's children gave him so much kavod and waited on him everything he needs, water and shoes, everything. And this non-Jewish man says to Rabbi Yaakov, I don't understand. How do you get your kids to do that? How do you instill in them such values that they hold you in such high regard? The answer that Rabbi Yaakov gave, we'll get back to a little later, but as we'll see, it might be defining to the mitzvah that we're going to talk about. Kibbutz Ve'Eim is a mitzvah that has a special place in the world of halacha. We know long life is promised, source number one, and it is only one of 10 dibros that make it to the Aseret HaDibros. Kabed Asavicha Vesimecha, Laman Yarichun Yamecha, Al Ha'adama, Asher Hashem Elokecha, Nosein Lach. What makes it so defining, we could actually talk about each of the dibros, but what makes Kibbutz Ve'Eim such a defining basic mitzvah that it makes it into the Aseret HaDibros? The Mishnah we say every morning, from Maseches Peah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur, HaPeah V'Abikur Ma'arayon V'Chulu, mitzvahs that give us reward in this world and in the next world. Kibbutz Ve'Eim. Gemilas Chasadim. Avos Shalom B'Ran L'Machaveiro. Kibbutz Ve'Eim is on that list that doesn't have too many of them. What exactly is so special about this mitzvah? There's even a story told in Seder Hadoros from the 1800s. Source number 3 quotes a Medrash. Not exactly sure what the source of the Medrash is, but it's a Medrash about Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim, one of the great Tanoim. Shua ben Elaim was told in a dream that his portion in the world to come was going to be next to Nanas the butcher. Nanas the butcher? That's who my chelik is next to. I could think of a number of other people that I would like my chelik to be next to in Olam Haba. Not Nanas the butcher. So he says, I have to find who Nanas the butcher is. So he goes, looks over town, next town, finally comes. Yeah, he lives on the outskirts. And then in a shack over there. Okay. They say, what do you need Nanas the butcher for? I want to see Nanas the butcher. Finally he goes, knocks on the door, opens the door, he's like, Rebbe, whoa! He's like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm just here to visit. You know, tell me, what do you do each day? What do I do each day? I'm a simple Jew. What do? I wake up in the morning and I daven and I go to the butcher shop and I go through my day, I learn a little bit, if I don't fall asleep. So Rabbi Shua ben Elaim says, is there anything else that you're involved in? Anything else that you could tell me? So he says, I start my day in the morning when I wake up. There is one thing I do before I go daven. He's like, yeah, what is that? He says, I go, I have elderly parents who live down the block. Every morning I go there, I help get them dressed, I help bathe them, help give them food, and then I go about my day. Shua ben Elaim says, I got it. He was comforted. He realized that it's okay to be next to Nanas the butcher in Olam Haba. And again, we ask, what is it about this mitzvah that made him comforted? That he was okay. He excelled in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ve'Eim, which parenthetically, the examples given, when we usually think of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ve'Eim, we think about our 10-year-old, our 15-year-old, say thank you. The examples given by Chazal are obviously when parents are somewhat older. Ma'achil, mashke, malbish. To feed them, to clothe them at a time where they can't do it themselves. Those are the examples given by Chazal. But again, we ask, what is so defining and so special and unique about this mitzvah? Let's ask a few pointed questions in order to help open up this area of halacha. Number one, we asked before, it is in the Aseret HaDibros, but we might ask a more specific question, why is it in the Aseret HaDibros exactly where it is? We know the Midrashim explain, again, it's not written in the Torah. In the Torah, there are only 10 Dibros. 5 and 5 In many shuls, there are Aseres Dibros. We split it 5 and 5. Where does that come from? That comes from the Midrashim. If we look in the Torah, there's only 10. And the first 5 are much longer than the last 5. But again, that's our Mesorah. We have 5 and 5. 5 in Luach 1 and 5 in Luach 2. And the explanation given by most of the Sfarim are Luach number 1 are all the mitzvos, Bein Adam L'Makom. Hashem, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Zarah, Lo Sisa, Shabbos, and Kibud Av V'Em. Second column, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Senof, Lo Signof, all the mitzvos, Bein Adam L'Chavera. Kibud Av V'Em is put in the bottom of the first column, as if this is a transition, as if there's a link. And our question is, what exactly is it doing there? How does it fit into the first luach on the right side, so to speak, of the Aseres HaDibros? Number one, what makes it so unique to get into the Aseres HaDibros, and why is it where it is specifically? Number one. Number two, another question we could ask. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Rashi quotes part of the Gemara in Parshas B'Shalach. The Gemara tells us, there were certain mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol said to himself, I can't wait to Maamad Har Sinai. These are too defining. These are too important. I have to give you these mitzvahs as soon as possible. So one or two of them we even got in Mitzrayim. Bris Milah, Karban Pesach. But another few of them we got a week later. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't wait another 6 weeks. You have to get them now. What were those mitzvahs? What did we get in Mara? Says the Gemara. A number of mitzvos. Sheva kibbalim, asara mitzvos de Savo Yisrael b'mara. Sheva kibbalim b'nei Noach. 7 of them were hold over from b'nei Noach. Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. Remember, Adam got 6. Noach got the 7. So he gets all the credit. Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. But 6 from Adam, 1 from Noach. Then we have another 3. Dinim, setting up a system of law. That's pretty defining. Dinim, Shabbos in Mara. There are different versions, but in the Gemara we have Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em, according to the Gemara, is one of the mitzvos that was on the Aseres HaDibros, but we really received it before. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't wait. There's something about Kibud Av V'Em that is so crucial and basic. We need to have that message before we get the rest of the Torah. As if there's some idea, root of Kibud Av V'Em that we need as a prerequisite for all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. And again we ask, what is it? Why is it where it is in the Aseres HaDibros? Number two, why is it that Hashem had to command it to us in Mara? And finally, number three, the Medrash tells us in Eliyahu Rabbah, in source number 5, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Kabed HaSavicha V'Asimecha, V'Chima Inyin Zeh Eitzel Zeh, Elo L'Lamedcha, Shekol Zman She'Adam Mechabed Es Aviv V'Imo, Ein Chet Bal Yado. There's some secret power of Kibud Av V'Em that prevents us from sinning. Somebody is zahir in Kibud Av V'Em, the Medrash tells us, Ein Chet Ba'al Yado. It will refine us. It will uplift us. And again, whatever stage of life we are at, whether we are at the stage that we're actually honoring our parents, whether we're just starting to appreciate the mitzvah, the conceptual analysis of the mitzvah, whether it's grandparents, whether it's in-laws, whether there's many different facets of the mitzvah, we'll focus on Kibud Av V'Em specifically. So what is it about it that serves as somewhat of a protective shield from other sins? Those are some of the introductory questions. Why is it where it is? Why was it so defining beforehand? And how does it protect us from other mitzvahs? So what we're going to discuss in the short time that we have is three ideas. Three ideas behind the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, which will hopefully at the end merge into one composite idea, the three into one, and give us an insight into one mitzvah, but hopefully an idea that we could take with us through the rest of our lives. The most basic idea of Kibud Av V'Em, if we would ask the average child, if we would ask ourselves, what's Kibud Av V'Em about? Two words, Hakaras HaTov. That's the most basic idea of Kibud Av V'Em. Recognizing what we have been given and giving back. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in source number 6, L'chabed ha'av ha'eim mitzvah lamed gimel, to give honor. Again, we're not talking about mora aviv v'imo, which is another mitzvah, but it's related. Being in awe of our parents, we're focusing on kibud, because that's where the action of the Rishonim are found. Misharshi mitzvah zu, says the Sefer HaChinuch, She'roi lo la'adam she'yakir v'yigmol chesed l'misha asimo tova. It's appropriate for us to be gomel chesed, to give kindness to those who give so much to us. And not to be ingratitude. This is such a pernicious stain on our soul. If we do not show gratitude, it is a basic Jewish idea. Hakaras Hatov, v'shehiten alibo, and to realize, ki ha'av ha'em, heim sibas hayosa ba'olam. Why am I here? Forget everything that they did when I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They brought me to the world. How could I ever repay that? If they were the vehicle to give me life, heim evi'uhu la'olam, gam yagu bo, kama yikias bekanuso. Often we don't realize what it is until we are the parents, until we are the grandparents, and realize what it was. Parakaras HaTov. The Yerushalmi even has a lashon of piraon hachov. It is repaying something. It is something owed that we have to give back. That is, number one, for sure, the most basic related idea of kibbutz of aim. The Ramban says the idea of hakaras HaTov is so definitional to a Jew that there are certain nations that the Torah tells us we cannot marry into, they cannot marry into our religion, because they lack this midah, the midah of Hakaras HaTov. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kisetse, source number 7, Lo yavo amoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem. Almost all nations of the world are able. You want to convert? Okay, we don't try to bring converts, but if they come and they push, we learn from Rus, okay, we accept. But there are certain nations of the world that we don't accept even if they want to. They can't marry in. Amon and Moav. Why? Amon and Moav. The Torah tells us. Al-Davar asher lo kidnu eschem balachem v'amayim, baderech betzeischem mi-Mitzrayim. They didn't come out and give us bread and water when we left Mitzrayim. So why were only those held accountable? Amalek also didn't give us bread and water. None of the nations gave us bread and water. Says the Ramban, because they should have given us bread and water. Because of the history that we had with them. Amon and Moab. Says the Ramban, source number 8. Vahanira Eli, ki akasav hirchik shneha achim eile, shayu gumule chesed Avraham. Avram Avinu, you recognize what Avram Avinu did, you're only here. Amon, Moab, Lot. You're only here, you only exist because of Avram Avinu. Basic gratitude. Basic, we're not asking for cake, we're asking for bread and water. It's such a defining trait that if a nation does not have it in their DNA, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, cannot mix into my nation. Even our name, as we know, we are called Yehudim. We're not called Yisacharim. We're not called Binyaminites. Even though some of us might be from Binyamin, Yehuda and Binyamin. Navi considers them one shevet, but we're called Yehudim. Why? Hapamod es Hashem. So the Torah tells us, and the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, in the name of Rishon Bayachai, one of the first statements that he makes in all of Shas. Rishon Bayachai says, not the first one, but one of the first. Source number 9. Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Olamo. Lo haya Adam Shehode HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Shabaz Leah V'Hodaso. The first one to recognize the root of Hakaras HaTov was Leah, and we have that name. It defines who we are. We are Yehudim. I mentioned in another context a beautiful thought from Rav Huttner. Huttner says that in Hebrew we have two words, the same word, I should say, that has two translations. If I want to say thank you, I say Todah. There's also a concept in Gemara called Modeh B'Mikzas. I admit to part. Modeh is to admit. How could the same word mean two different things? Modeh means to admit, modeh means to thank. The Lashon HaKodesh, as is known, there's something inherent about this, a connection between every word that the translation is the same show, there's a connection. It's not just what we accepted to call something, a chair, a table. The word is the mahus of the definition. So modeh, thank, to admit, says Rav Huttner. Because in order to be modeh, to thank, I first have to be modeh to admit that I can't do it alone, that I need the other person. I have to recognize that I can't be so self-centered, that everything, I'm good, I don't need anything. No, I need to recognize, I need to admit that I need you, and then I can thank you. If I don't have that first step of admitting that you exist, that I need you, I'm never going to come to the second step. Says Rav Huttner, how do you know which is which? How do you know when the word means to admit? How do you know whether it means to thank? It depends what the next word is following the moda. If it's moda al, then you're thanking on something. If you're moda she, then it's you don't thank that. It's admitting that. And that's what we say every day, three times. Modim anachnu lach. We usually translate that as thanking, but look at the next word. Modim anachnu lach she atahu Hashem Elokeinu. We're not thanking that He is God. We're admitting that He is God. Let's go to the next line. No delacha unesaper tehilasecha al chayinu hamesurim biyadech. Three times a day we use both in the same paragraph. The first is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of it all, and then we're able to thank Him for what He gives us. Al chayinu hamesurim biyadecha. Modim she node al. But that's defining who we are, and that's the first message of Kibud Av V'Aim. Basic Hakaras HaTov. That's the midah of every Jew. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz even says, though, we have to make sure that we're not just going through the motions. He writes in the Sichas Musar in Maimar Lamed Zayin in source number 10, if we have the Hakaras HaTov, but we just do it through the motions, but we don't have the inner recognition and gratitude and appreciation of who my parents are, then we're kind of missing the point. Kach mekubalni, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I have a Kabbalah. She'ein mitzvas kibud av v'aim miskayem eskelchasa. Elim kein marech haben esaviv u'maritzo ma'od. I have to hold him or her in high esteem. V'chayev haben limso baviv tchunos u'malas. I have to search in my father's behavior, in his spiritual personality, what I could get out of it. Not just to go through the motions. The Shulchan Aruch says I stand up when my father walks into the room. It shouldn't be a robot. It should be because I want to. Because I recognize. Because I realize what He has given me. Number one idea, first idea, Hakaras HaTov. Number two, second idea behind Kibud Av V'Aim, let's go back to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says another idea, which we will continue with. Back in source number six. Says the Sefer HaChinuch on line six. Source six, line six. Ukeshi yikva zos hamida benafsho. When I'm koveya, when I work on this mida in my nefesh, yala mimena wahakir tovas hakel baruchu. Hakaras HaTov to my parents will lead to hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu sibaso v'sibas kol avosav ad adam harishon. My parents gave me life, but who gave my parents life? And who gave my grandparents life? And it will lead to conditioning myself to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate parent. As we know, the famous Gemara in Nida tells us. Now back to the next source. In source 11, there are really three partners in creating a child. And we cannot forget, as children and as parents, we cannot forget our partner with a capital P. Shana Rabbanan Shalosh Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aviv V'Imo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father and mother. Three partners. Hakaras HaTov, says the Chinuch, to our physical, biological parents will lead us to recognizing our spiritual parent. Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, the one who gives us the nefesh. Continues the Gemara, Avim Azriya Loban, Vechulu, the mother gives, the father gives. Interesting why each one gives, not for now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosim bo ruach and sham of a cluster panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that parent as well, that we have to recognize that we always have in life. Even if we're at a stage of life where our parents, we don't have the opportunity to be mechabed av v'aim in the literal sense, even though there is kibud av v'aim la'achar tira. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that parent stays with us forever and ever. There's a fascinating suggestion by Rav Dessler, who gives a little deeper insight into what does it mean? It's about Kibud Av V'Aim, part number two. Not just Hakaras HaTov, but leads us to Hakaras HaTov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Dessler, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the framework, the structure of parent and child? We could have all been created like Adam HaRishon. We would all come out of the ground. We would all be Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem create it? That after Adam and Chava, you know, it'll be like parents. What, there was something wrong? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world. Every single detail of the world has a reason. Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about why there are time zones in the world, right? Why is there something called jet lag? Why are there time zones? Because it should never be 2 o'clock in the morning in the whole world, and then it'll be hard for people to be learning. So that's why there are time zones, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, so that everywhere in the world it's daytime at some point, so that it's easier for somebody to be learning because the Torah keeps the world going. Okay, so we ask this question, why are there parents in the world? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just create all of us like Adam? Says Rav Dessler, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have an inkling, to have an idea of a relationship of someone, of some being that gives and is mashpia and showers with love, which is his relationship with us. He created the parent relationship, parent-child, so that we can fathom and have an idea of an HaKadosh Baruch Hu person relationship. If there was no such thing as a parent and a child relationship, we couldn't fathom that there is a being that just gives and is moser nefesh for another. But we see what a parent does for a child, that could bring us to an understanding to what it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu having us. Writes Rav Dessler in source number 14. This is in the fifth volume of Miftam Elio. It's in the first luach, as we'll get back to. We wouldn't have any opening to recognize the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for us. We see how masur, how devoted a parent is to a child, and even if so often we find that a family's whole life is turned over for one child, and they'll live somewhere, and that idea of total mesira of one's life, that teaches us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Lumazos, line 6. Baroso shubal olam idei horav ubiltam uloi and imsal klal. Without our parents, we would be nowhere. The kolshik eitz loyah gadol umischanek. We wouldn't be educated. We wouldn't grow. Al yidei kach yish lo tziur chai. We have a live model. Al chasadav shel Hashem shehimsi oso. On what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. These two parents teach us that there's a third parent. The no sin lo lahavdil. The no sin lo akol. Mekaimo mi regular rega. Mefarnaso mechachmo. So not only, like the Sefer Achinuch says, that kibud ava'im, hakaras hatov for a parent, will lead me to hakaras hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the existence of that relationship itself helps me understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. And maybe, if that's true, the first two ideas that we have mentioned, we could answer one of our earlier questions. Why is Kibud Avim exactly where it is in the Aseret Hadibros line, assuming there's two luachs, 5 and 5? It's the transition mitzvah. It's the mitzvah that has both a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro element and a Bein Adam L'Makom element. So it's got to be either 5 or 6. So we pick 5. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked 5. It's along with Emuna, Lo Yia, Lo Sisa, Shabbos, because it has this second element, but that it also could be the transition of Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov, functioning exactly where it is, because that is what is needed. The Ramban says something like this, not exactly, but if you look at the Ramban in source number 15, he says this also in one line: Ki Hashem Avinu Harishon, VaHamolid Avinu HaAcharon. Two ideas. Third and final idea. Back to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rabbi Yaakov was asked by the man sitting next to him on the plane, so what is it? How do you instill in your children such covet, such high esteem they hold you in? Great rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov answered, it's simple. There's a third idea. It goes to the core of the difference between Judaism and other religions. Other religions believe the further you are, the more advanced you are, the more technologically connected we are, the generation is better. Right? Our kids can't believe that we grew up without computers. It's like mind-boggling. And like, how did you, like, cell phones? No. And what, how do you know how to get there? There's something called a map. And there's something called this, like, last week, one of my kids came to me, they had to mail a letter. They had to, where to put the stamp on. It's momish, like no idea. So So it's like they can't. So every generation is better. We're ancient. We have no idea. And every generation and further is better and more advanced. And we believe in the opposite. And we believe this is the source for the Masorah. And we believe in the concept of this Kanu Hadoros. The further we are from Maimon Har Sinai, the further we are from Isa Bracious, it's here, Kabbalah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're more distant. We're not as close to the trunk. And therefore, it makes sense that the younger generation should honor the older generation in our worldview, because we're closer to the source. We're connected. That the concept of Misora, the concept that we are a link in the chain, says Rabbi Yaakov, that's the root of Kibud Av Va'Em. And that, by the way, Rabbi Yaakov uses this to answer the question of the connection between Kibud Av Va'Em and Shabbos in the same pasuk. So Chazal tell us, if your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen. But Rabbi Yaakov says there's another reason for the juxtaposition. Because it's the same idea, belief in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and have created Adam HaRishon, and continued, and there's a destiny to our history. So that's exactly what Kibud Av Va'Em is about again, as well. That's what Rabbi Yaakov writes in Source 16, where it's underlined. The Kachal Shem Misrachakim Adoros Yoser. The further we are, Anu Misrachakim Mehashpa'ah Elokit Umegadluso Yisbara. We're further away from the divine source. Bivadai Hasuma Aleinu Lachabedes Hador HaKodem. Surely then, that's why my kids find it easy, because I'm one generation closer. And my parents were one generation closer. Kibud Av Va'Em teaches us about Misora. Teaches us that we're not the beginning and we're not the end. Rav Hirsch writes this in Parshas Yisro Azrael. Through father and mother, God gives the child not only physical existence, they are the actual bond that joins the child to the Jewish past, that allow it to be a Jew or Jewess, and they are those who are to hand over to them the Jewish mission in knowledge, morals, and education. If one has ever looked in, the Rambam has a very short introduction to Mishneh Torah. The Rambam has three big introductions to Perichelek, to Pirush Mishnayis, and to Pirkei Avos, but he has a small three-page introduction before Mishneh Torah. What would we think would be so important for the Rambam to teach us right before he gets into the halachas of everything? The 613 mitzvos. What does he talk about there in those three pages? One word. Misora. He talks about the transmission. He goes through the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. He talks about the Misora. Because before we get into Torah and mitzvos and details, we have to realize that we're not the beginning. We're a link in this beautiful, divine chain of history that started with Adam, continued with Moshe, and continues all the way to us. That's a message that we need before we open up Hilchos Yesodiyah Torah. We need to know about the concept of a Misora. And maybe, if that's the case, we could get back to one of our other questions as well. Why did we have to get this in Mara? Out of all the mitzvos, why couldn't Hashem wait till Maimon Har Sinai with all the other mitzvos? Shabbos, okay, that's defining. Shabbos is connected Kol HaTorah Kula. Kibud Av Va'Em, if Kibud Av Va'Em is about the concept of Misora, the concept of realizing that we're not the first, our parents are one step closer, our grandparents are one step closer, that's something that Hashem had to give to us in the Midbar, before we got the Torah. Before we received the mitzvos, we have to know about the idea that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the generations. The Ksav Sofer even says, maybe this is alluded to in two words, in Parshas Vayeschanan. When we have the second version of the Aseret Hadibros in 18 on the bottom, Kaved es avicha ves imecha, ka asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Honor your parents like Hashem commanded you. What does that mean? Ka asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. That's how we know in Mara. But what's the emphasis? What do we have to have that in the Aseret Hadibros for? Honor your parents, ka asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, says the Ksav Sofer, the great son of the Chasam Sofer, Source 19. Lest someone ever say that Kibud Av Va'Em is only Hakaras HaTov, only because I received something from my parents. Let's ask ourselves, in the Midbar in Mara, when we received Kibud Av Va'Em, did my parents buy me food? Did my parents do any carpools? Did my parents change my diaper? Did they take me to get new shoes when they got worn out? No! In the Midbar, my parents didn't act like parents! They didn't give me anything! I had everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu! The mon and the be'er and my shoes grew with me! Kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, kibud ve'eim has an independent element, says the Torah in the Aseret HaDibros in Va'eschana, separate from Hakaras HaTov. What is that we're suggesting? It's the idea of Mesora. The idea of just recognizing that we are a link in the chain. And if this is true then, if we take a step back, just to add one more detail, we are a link in the chain as givers and as receivers. We get from our parents and we give to our children. We are then, as the Mefarshim say, Luchos Avanim. Even is from the word Av and Ben. We are the transition. Just as our parents were the transition, and our children are the transition. This is a transitionary dibur, number 5 in the Aseret HaDibros, and it makes us into transitionary beings in life as we receive the Mesorah from our parents and grandparents, and we try to pass it on to our children and grandchildren. So to put it all together and try to put all three into one, we've discussed three different ideas about Kibud Avaim. Number one, the basic idea of Hakaras HaTov, everything my parents give us, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban, it's so defining, we are Yehudim, and that's why the Amon and Moav can't marry in, Rav Hutner, Modeh to be Modeh, Modem Asheh, Modem Al, number one, Hakaras HaTov. Number two, it's Hakaras HaTov that leads us to a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognizing the first two parents, allow me to recognize the ultimate parent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlosha Shutvin Yesh Ba'adam. And maybe Rav Dessler says, that's why there's the parent structure in the creation of the world, to give us an inkling what it is to be able to have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivra structure, number two. And number three, maybe Kibud Avaim is about recognizing our place in the Mesorah. As Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said on that airplane, it's obvious, I'm closer to the source. I'm closer to Maamad Har Sinai, to Maaseh Bereishis. Maybe all three elements, though, just to conclude, could really be forged into one. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed, source number 20, Amar of Yehuda, Haiman Deboi Lamevi Chassid, if somebody wants to be a pious person, what should they be involved in? The Gemara has three opinions. Lakayim Milud Nezikin, to fulfill areas of nezek, of damages. Rava Amar Mili de Avos. What does Avos mean? Unclear, let's leave it for a moment. V'yamrila Mili de Brachas. And others say making brachas properly. Says the Marsha, what are these three ideas? The three areas of our life. Bein Adam LaChavero, Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaAtzmo. Personality. Perfecting my religious personality. Nezikin, Bein Adam LaChavero. Brachos, Bein Adam LaMakom. Avos, Pirkei Avos, Bein Adam LaAtzmo. Maybe, if we think about it, the three parts of Kibud Avaim, what makes it such a unique mitzvah, what makes Rabbi Yeshua ben Elaim comforted when he sees Nanas the butcher, I could be next to him in Olam Haba, because he realizes that this mitzvah has all three elements. It's not one category. It spans all three areas of our Avodas Hashem. It's Bein Adam LaChavero, Hakaras HaTov. It's Bein Adam LaMakom. It leads to Hakarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's even Bein Adam LaAtzmo, helped me work on my religious personality. Because after all, what is the Masechta in Shas that talks about perfecting our religious personality? Pirkei Avos. Why is it called Pirkei Avos? Because when we look at our heritage, when we look at those who came before us and try to model our behavior after them, so that is how we perfect our personalities. If we realize the magic of this mitzvah, all three elements, then we could fulfill it properly and take the messages with us. And just to close with the Medrash, the Sifri in Zos HaBracha writes, the Gemara has a little different shot of it. I mentioned this in other contexts. The Sifri writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations of the world offering them the Torah before he came to Am Yisrael. And he goes to Amon, Yishmael, you want the Torah? They say, Ma Kasuba. And they say, Ma Kasuba, Hashem says, Lo Sirtzach. Ah, sorry, we need that. So he asks the next nation, Ma Kasuba, what, you want the Torah? They say, what's written? Hashem says, Lo Signov. Lo Signov, how are we going to make a living? Right? And he goes, oh, until Am Yisrael. But he says, you want the Torah? What are Nasa and Ishma, we'll take it. Ask the Chafetz Chaim, ask the other Bali Musar. I don't understand. The Kodesh Baruch Hu here is trying to make a shidduch. He's trying to make a transaction. You want the Torah? They say, Ma Kasuba. What should the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Something non-controversial. Ma kasuba, v'hatzarecha kamocha. Hashavas Aveda. Nice mitzvos. He dafka picks the one that he knows that they're going to reject because of it. Lo sirtzach. He can't live without lo sirtzach. Lo sinav. Why does he dafka pick that one? Let's explain the mafarshim. Hashem says, you want the Torah? They say, makasubba. The second that they said makasubba, they apostled themselves. Your commitment is based on your understanding of it. Let me see what's in it, and then I'll decide. Not interested. Lo sirtzach. Lo sinav. Amisol, you want the Torah? Nasav nishma. We'll take it. That's commitment. That automatic loyalty to a divine plan, we'll take it. Nasav nishma. So every mitzvah that we do throughout our lives, all 613, we ultimately do because of nasav nishma. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us on Har Sinai. But obviously, the more we appreciate about every single mitzvah that we have the privilege to take part in, it helps us, it molds us, it shapes us. We had the chance to talk about one of those mitzvos, Kibud Av V'Em. Let us try to take the messages literally and religiously into our lives, realizing, make ourselves people of Hakaras HaTov, people who recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, and people who acknowledge that we are part of something great. We are a chain in the link of the illustrious Mesorah of the Jewish people.
Fine, how are you?